So do you think we ought to tell the people about what happened yesterday? Oh, never mind. We're live.
Live. Morning crankers.
Nah.
Aha, there we go.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all.
Welcome to Morning Crankers.
What a beautiful, beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
You know, it was beautiful yesterday, too.
Yes, it was.
You know, we had a lot of heat.
Yes, for this time of the year.
What do you think is 74 degrees?
I love it. It's spring, right?
Oh, boy, spring already. Well, we're in February, so I know what it is.
I know.
It's Indian spring.
It's got to be.
We have Indian summer.
Right.
Okay, you know, you get all like, oh, yes, this is so nice. I'm not looking forward to winter. Well, then in February when we get Indian spring.
Right.
And that's kind of the same thing except backwards, right?
Right. Like, and then when you look at that 10-day forecast and it's like, oh, it looks good, looks good, looks good. On day 10, it's like, oh.
Snow.
No, I don't want to hear that again. No,
Tuesday, snow. It's a four-letter word.
We don't like that word.
I don't like that word at all, man. It's just,
no.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. You know what
that
I'm saying?
It makes me want to jump off a cliff.
Well, it is what it is. Hey, it's February 4th today, 2025. Can you believe it seems like just like yesterday we switched
year.
Into, yeah, New Year's,
yeah.
January.
This whole last month went woof.
Yeah, 1/12 gone, more than 1/12. Yeah. Can you believe that?
I know.
I mean, if we're talking numbers.
It's unbelievable, man.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk a little bit about Germans. Do you like Germans?
Oh, I love the Germans.
Okay, well, Germans are genuinely pretty decent people.
Decent people, yeah.
You know, but we got a story that we need to talk about a little bit here. They're kind of mad at the English language.
Really?
Yeah, Germans are decrying the influence of English language as the idiot's apostrophe, but the German government gave it its official approval. Listen to this. The linguistic body has relaxed rules on use of the apostrophe to show possession not traditionally correct in the German language. What do you think of that?
Don't mess with our English language.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Hey, Hans, I got a joke, man.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. How many Germans does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
It's one. We are efficient at not being funny. Ain't that the truth? I mean, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially after hearing this story.
We're talking about Germans, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you say German, you're not really saying funny. And I'm not saying some Germans can't be funny.
Right.
But what's the most German name you can come up with?
Oh, my goodness. Let me think. Adolf?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of funny Germans, but, I've always had this thing in my head. Now, I married a German.
Right.
Okay, Mittelstraat. That's her last name, Mittelstraat.
Yeah.
But why is every German's name that the end of it, like if you were like in one of them romantic moments in the back of a 57 Chevy and you asked the girl that's a German that you're taking on a date and you go to kiss her and you're like, what's your last name again? And it's always a name like Mittelstraat. Like you're going to get spit on.
If right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like every German name, Frankfurter, you know, hey. I don't mean to like bring down them, but I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Right, you're just saying.
Right. Yeah.
You know Rudolph was a German too, the deer.
He was?
Yeah.
I did not know Rudolph was Rudolph.
A German deer.
Rudolph. Well, I can see that. Rudolph.
Rudolph with your nose so bright.
Please that almost sounds...
keep your apostrophe to yourself.
No, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Hey, lots going on in Missouri. Lots going on here in Springfield. Absolutely love it. But did you know this? Well, before we get into this, I want to apologize for yesterday. We had some unforeseen things happen, and it was very, very...
upsetting.
It was.
Because we were looking forward to doing a Monday show.
Right. So here we go. We're up. We're ready to go. And it takes some effort. You got to get here pretty early in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so we go to do it,
And, you know, the computers like computers do, and I'm sure everybody out there is going to have a frustration story about this. They go through and they update, okay?
Yeah.
Windows 11 update, Windows 11 update, two computers running here to keep this show alive. But we go to use the recording software that we have for our podcast, and what does it say? No licensure found.
Yeah, that's kind of discouraging.
You know,
especially when it's been paid for.
Right. Well, here's the thing. So we bought this program.
Yep.
And we bought the whole program, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Something like that.
And so we're like, we're good. We love it.
Yeah.
Top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it updated. And what we found out was your program will no longer be supported.
Yes.
Meaning you have to buy the whole program. So come May, we have to rebuy the whole new version of the same program that we already paid for in full before.
So now, it's basically we're getting the rigor-rom.
Isn't that kind of extortion?
I kind of think so.
I mean, I think that it's extortion.
Personally, I do. But
well, anyway, so we want to say sincerely we're sorry. And, yes. Oh, by the way, we also are going to do a Super Saturday show.
Just for the fact of everything happening.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some things that are out of our control.
Yep.
That shouldn't have been out of our control, but it was out of our control.
But we're going to make it up to you fans.
Thank you very much for the Super Saturday Showdown.
Thank you, Cranker.
Speaking of that, we've got the review. We made it to St. George. Oh.
Morning, Cranker.
Yeah, well, no, that was more for St. George. What a well-put-together place.
Yes.
What an awesome, awesome donut selection.
Right.
Okay, I mean, I'm telling you, without telling you, that it's going to be pretty hard to whip those guys.
It is.
What do you think?
I think so. I mean, they're already picked number one in publications, and I can see why.
Yeah, well, don't get too far into this, because
I know
we're going to be doing some behind-the-scenes stuff. And yep. We want you to come and join Morning Crankers. As a matter of fact, you can go subscribe. It's free over on Spreaker. And we've got a newsletter rolling out, which is going to be really fun. And then, you know what? I'm going to do this on the air. I haven't even told you about this yet.
Oh, okay.
Today, we got invited to go to a gala.
A gala?
A gala, March 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Bunch of Springfield business owners and, you know, some food truck owners. Lots of food, lots of good people. Sounds like a good time.
It does sound like a good time.
So, you know what you're doing on March 3rd?
I guess I'm going to be going to a gala.
Yes, you are. And, you know, don't forget it. Now you know.
Now I know.
Okay, now you know. Anyways, in local news, it's been one of them kind of weekends, just a weird one. There was a minor earthquake reported Saturday near Bull Shoals.
Wow, Bull Shoals Lakes.
What do you think of that?
Wow. Well, that's a small one.
Well, yeah, it's small, but, I mean, we are by the biggest fault line in the world.
We
Did
are.
You know that?
We are.
And Missouri ranks fifth in the most earthquakes in the United States. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, well, experts say that earthquakes below magnitude 3 are rarely felt. However, smaller quakes from magnitude 2.0 can be felt by humans if the quake is shallow.
Right.
Kind of works the opposite of, you know, the other thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like when you say rock or world, we're not talking about earthquakes.
No.
Because it's all shallow with you.
Yeah, it is. Everything.
The United States Geological Survey says that the magnitude 2.0 quake was recorded 8.9 miles east-northeast of South Lead Hill at 12:07 Saturday morning. The location is 21.5 miles west-northwest of Mountain Home, 23.7 miles northeast of Harrison, and 29 miles east-southeast of Branson.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, okay. You know, I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, it is.
You
it
know,
is.
It's Mother Earth, man.
Yeah, Mother Earth trying to let out her anger.
You know, she can do a lot.
She can.
You know, and we should be thankful.
Yeah.
You know, that it was only 2.0, but it's something kind of cool. I don't think it can do any damage, but the biggest earthquake ever in the United States of America happened in the Boot Heel of Missouri.
Really?
Yep. made the Mississippi River run backwards for 3 days back in the 1800s.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Other local or not-so-local news. You know how your dating life, how you really run into some weird people?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that's everybody now. You just happen to have some really crazy, crazy luck. Listen to this. Now, this is kind of a, well, you tell me what kind of story this is. Missouri woman dies years after disappearing from a Mexican prison.
Huh.
Does that not?
That is crazy.
Okay, if you want to write a book out there, folks, if you are an aspiring writer and you would like to write a novel.
You could write something like this.
It doesn't even have to be fiction.
No.
Okay, imagine this romance novel, this woman from Missouri. Okay, not so much. Maybe this would be more of a horror type genre. Yeah. Listen to this. Sharon Kine, I don't know if it's Kinney or Kine, it's K-I-N-N-E, was charged with killing her husband, her boyfriend's wife, and a man she picked up in a bar.
Wow.
No, I don't mean to make light of it, but it's kind of funny, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean,
reel this in for me. What do you think so far?
I think we've got a made-for-not-TV movie. We got more of a movie to make here.
Oh, this is a movie. I mean, think about
it's
that.
It's a movie in the making.
She killed her husband and her boyfriend's wife and a man she picked up in a bar.
Wow. So she's a serial killer.
Well, I think she had a traumatic childhood.
Yeah. Could be.
Okay. Could be. It says, this Missouri woman who was tried in 3 killings before disappearing from a prison in Mexico more than 50 years ago has died in Canada, where she was living under an alias, authorities announced Thursday. Sharon Kinney was charged before her 25th birthday with killing her Missouri husband, her boyfriend's wife, and a man she'd picked up at a bar in Mexico. Since she reportedly escaped a woman's prison on December 7th, 1969, her whereabouts have been a mystery. Featured in podcasts, TV shows, and even a book, I'm Just an Ordinary Girl, The Sharon Kinney Story. But finally, through an anonymous tip, authorities were able to confirm that she died of natural causes on January 21st, 2022, in Alberta, Canada, where she had been going by the name of Deidre Glabis, said Sergeant Dustin Love at the Jackson County Sheriff's Office in Kansas City, Missouri, during a news conference. All pending charges against her were dropped this week. I'm just saying, without saying, boys, be careful who you find in the bar.
Yeah.
Be careful for who you marry. And I, you know, I can't repeat this enough, but hey, if a woman's married, she's off limits.
Real.
So to the boyfriends of the women that are married, it's probably a bad idea. And when you've had a few too many to drink, what we should do is sell keychains. And the keychains have a picture of Sharon Kinney on them. Just remember, this is what can happen. You're in a bar.
Right.
You're the boyfriend of a married woman who just killed her husband. And it could be you, because karma has a way of coming back, don't you think?
It does. It does. And right? This one could really come back to bite you.
Oh, that's saying something.
Like a big old bass.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, is that considered Missouri news still?
Yeah. I guess so, because she's from Missouri.
Here's the thing. She had kids, too, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Makes you wonder what they think.
I don't know. It's crazy. It is what it is. But I'm telling you, this would be the perfect novel or perfect. Maybe you could make a short film out of this.
Yeah, we could. And I really do believe they need to start putting pictures of these people on the side of cereal boxes.
Well, people hardly eat cereal like that anymore.
Yeah. Well,
if you really want to get in front of people, the next big thing, I'm telling you right now, this is the next big thing. You want to start advertising your business? They're going to start advertising on the side of the cars that are doing Lyft.
Yeah.
That are doing Spark. I know for a fact that Pepsi was reaching out to people that do Lyft and stuff and paying them like, I don't know, it was something nominal, like $80 a week to put their Pepsi thing on the side of their vehicle. Would you do that?
Yeah, I guess I would have to if that was my job.
No, it wasn't your job. It was just like an add-on. You're just a Lyft driver, so you're driving all over the place, but you throw on advertising on your car.
Why not? That's extra income.
I think it is, but you know what would be better than a Pepsi symbol on your car?
Coke.
A Morning Crankers symbol on your car. You know
what
I'm saying?
That one too, yeah.
Where's your head at today?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like there was a minor earthquake and you got your equilibrium screwed up.
Yeah, went to the food side.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's some weird historical events that happened on February 4th. And you know what? We're going through some historical events right now. Okay, Donald Trump, bless his heart, did tariffs against China, which for all you people out there that didn't know this, he just continued the tariffs that he put in place that Mr. Biden never, ever took off.
Right.
Right? Okay. I mean, a lot of people like to say, you know, they're so bad. Well, if they're so bad, why did Biden never take them off from China?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a good question, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And I know that's a question that, you know, the other side.
Yeah. The dark side.
The dark side of the force.
They don't like answering that question, but here's the deal. They're there for a reason because the American people have been taken advantage of so many times. And I am so sick and tired of these ivory tower, liberal, pointed nose, looking down at the blue collar working men and women of this country and saying stuff like this. I actually heard this the other day. Well, we don't know if having tax-free overtime is actually going to help the American people. We need to do a study to see if no tax on overtime is going to help the American people.
Well, most certainly it's going to help because it's going to help on the food cost.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the same people that are saying the tariffs are bad.
Yeah.
And then those dirty rat, you know, goddamn bastards.
Right.
Came out today. And they're like, this is before Canadians decided that they were going to cave and they were going to do what Donald Trump asked. And it was a two-play because Mexico, and it is Tuesday two-play.
Yes.
Mexico and Canada both bowed to the whims that Donald Trump has put in for the American people. And it feels pretty damn good, okay?
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I just want the people of America, the citizens of this country, the blue-collar, hard-working men and women of this country to do well. Is that too much to ask?
It's not that hard to ask for. I mean, that's what I ask. I mean, I'm a blue-collar worker.
So before this was happening, Canada came out and said, what we're going to do is we're going to tariff the red states.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Missouri would be considered a red state.
Yeah.
So they're going to tariff our state for what? Giving you $250 billion a year trade deficit when we don't need any of the crap that you're peddling. Did I say that?
Yeah, well, it's true.
Did I say that?
Yeah, go ahead and say it. Who cares?
You know what I'm saying. Okay, so, anyways, enough of the political rant, but I just, you know, I'm very apolitical. You know me.
Yeah.
I would say I'm conservative in my thinking, but you know, I believe in freedom and America, and I just want Americans to do good. That's what I would say.
Right.
But listen to this. Today, this day, in 1810, the Royal Navy seized Guadalupe.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
Interesting.
In 1846, Mormons left Nuevo, Illinois for settlement in the West. Okay, and the reason that means something in Missouri is we all know what Missouri, how they treated the Mormons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, there's somewhere in Missouri that is considered like a holy place. I think that they think that the Garden of Eden was in Missouri. So, yeah. I mean, that's something. That's when they started coming through here.
Right.
You know, Joseph Smith.
Yep.
1849, the University of Wisconsin, that's a big, big college campus now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It began today in 1849 with one room and 20 students.
Wow. Lots changed.
Yeah, a lot. Well, in 1854, Alvin Bovet proposed the name Republican Party in Ripon, Wisconsin. in 1854. And guess what happened in Ripon, Wisconsin in 1854?
What's that?
The Republican Party was born.
Oh, okay.
And they were the party of anti-slavery.
Hmm.
That's why the party started. I mean, it doesn't, like when you talk to people today, they don't know that, but that's the fact, Jack.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't deny the fact when it's in front of you.
Yeah, well, can you give me a good Wolfman Jack? Hell yeah.
Yeah, give me a hell yeah, man.
Yeah, see, yeah, thank you. You know, it's kind of cool to have a cool name when you're growing up. We got pretty basic names given to us, right?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever looked into some of the Roman names?
Yeah, actually I have. They're pretty interesting.
How about this one? Septimius Severus.
Yeah.
Septimius Severus.
I mean, it sounds like a name in Star Wars.
I mean, imagine being a commoner, okay? And some big dude, 7 foot tall, 300-pound muscular guy comes up and says, Septimius Severus summons you.
And Luke Skywalker's looking for you also.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
I could.
Yeah, well, the reason that this matters is simply because Gladiator, the new one, the second one,
right,
happened right after this because Septimius Severus left his kingdom to two quarrelsome sons, Caracalla and Geta. So, yeah, just, you know, a little bit of,
a little bit of history
knowledge. Yeah, you know, I think that that thing's kind of fun. Willie Mays was born today. What do you think of Willie Mays? Give me your honest opinion.
Oh, Willie Mays, one of the greatest players of all time.
Yes. Also, it's Alice Cooper's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's 76 years old today.
Nice.
When you find out about these birthdays, do you ever feel old?
It does. That one made me feel old a little bit.
How old?
Maybe by 20 years more.
Okay. So I've got some gears I got to grind.
Okay.
Okay. One of them is this. We've got a whole bunch of cool segments.
Yeah.
That are coming up. We're just starting to get in the flow, guys. Like, you guys haven't even started really laughing yet.
Right.
Just because I'll give you an example. Mr. Gred.
Yeah.
Has been using a Shure SM57 in the studio now for 2 weeks.
Right.
Today, he finally walks in with his Electro Voice RE20. We set it up. That's why he's got a few popping, because he's getting used to the mic again, like learning it again. We're going to get you a clown nose for that thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but things are just kind of finally starting to fall into place.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And, you know, at your age, you better hope things fall into place, because I don't think you're, you know, going to be, you know.
Well, I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, we aim to please, man.
I know. I got this.
Okay. So we talked a little bit politically earlier, right?
Yes.
So let's not go political, but let's go like American foundations. Is that cool with you?
That's cool with me.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think is not made in America anymore?
Probably a lot of dress shirts and stuff.
Oh, well, what did you look at the computer?
I sure did.
Okay. So who would have guessed this? There is no major manufacturer of dress shirts in America at all.
That's hard to believe. In New York City, they used to make suits for people.
Well, check this out. The last major shirt factory in America closed in October of 2002, according to the New York Times.
Mm.
C.F. Hathaway's main factory had been producing shirts since, get this, 1837.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know why?
Why?
Because the North American Free Trade Agreement that was only supposed to be part of America, you got
right,
it, flexed its tentacles. Is that a good way to say it?
Yep.
And because they flexed its tentacles, it allowed people to outsource things at a very high rate. So instead of paying an American worker an American wage, making sure that they had insurance, and making sure that all this crap that they put out there was taken care of to protect the environment, our politicians said, no. We're going to replace all those good jobs with service jobs, and we're going to allow them to pollute the earth, pay slave wages, and, okay, I'm getting on another political rant again.
Well,
but God,
we'll just Let it go.
You know what I'm saying?
This. You got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Right. Thanks, man.
You're all right.
Goose Fraba.
You got it.
Goose Fraba.
Yes.
Okay. All right. How about this? This one might make you mad. Mattel Toys.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Mattel Toys?
Mattel Toys is no longer made in America.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, guess when their last production date in America was?
I'm not sure.
2002.
Everything's 2002.
I wonder why.
NAFTA.
Yeah, well, Mattel produces 65% of their products in China. From 2002 to 2007, they went overseas. They actually closed the factory in 2002.
Wow.
Who would have guessed?
I never would have guessed that. Oh.
Okay, how about this? Have you noticed the big influx in minivans?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, in like what, the last 4 years?
I have. I've seen more minivans on the highway now.
Well, did you know that there is no place, unless it's custom built, but there's no place that you can get a wheelchair accessible minivan in the United States of America since
2003.
No, three. They made it another year.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this. A waiver to buy the America Act permitted an American producer for wheelchair-accessible minivans to purchase Canadian chassis for the use in government contracts.
Mm.
So even when it's a government contract, they get a waiver, and then the American people aren't getting the benefit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The waiver specified General Motors and Chrysler minivan chassis, including those used on the Chevrolet Uplander, Pontiac Montana, Buick Terraza, Saturn Relay, Chrysler Town & Country, and the Dodge Grand Caravan are no longer manufactured in the United States.
Hmm. We need American-made products again.
Oh, man. How about this? How about vending machines?
Oh.
Did you know last production date? What was it? Take a guess.
Hmm. Let me guess. The screen says 2003.
That's right. Okay. How un-American is it to have an institution like a vending machine? Okay, I'm not bragging, and I'm not saying, I'm just saying. The first pack of cigarettes I ever bought in my life,
yeah,
back when I used to smoke, came from a vending machine.
Wow.
You remember you put all those quarters in, and then you grab the big thing, you pull it out?
Yep.
Okay, what all have you got in a vending machine? You can't say soda or chips, something else.
Oh, gosh. I've gotten like, when you go to the laundromat, we used to get
the soap.
Soap out of there.
Soap and the little dryer sheets.
Dryer sheets.
Yeah, okay, yep, those. Do you remember when they had the yogurt ones?
No.
Yep, they had yogurt. They had, like, vending machines for everything.
Wow.
But in 2003, they quit making them because they got a waiver to the Buy America Act. Well, hey. It's a federal waiver, and it's just their way to stick it to the man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, how about this one? You grew up about, you know, three decades before I did.
Right.
But Levi jeans have been popular for how long?
Forever.
Okay. Now, if you didn't think, folks, you got sold down the American River by the dirty rat politician bastards that I'm talking about. No. Did you know that Levi jeans haven't been produced in America since when?
Oh, 2003.
Oh, wow. What a coincidence.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah, you know, it's been an American icon. Can I say that? Is Levi's an American icon?
Yeah, I would.
Well, I think that we should start taking away that, because I look at that like a trophy. If you're iconic in America, it's a trophy.
It
don't
is.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's take the icon away from Levi's jeans. They shut down every single American operation and outsourced everything to Latin America and Asia in December 2003. They've also been caught by these, you know, these government agencies that try to find places that employ kids and, you know, make them work 18 hours a day.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they were one of them. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Wow. Okay. This one's going to break your heart, brother, okay? Now, we're just going down the list.
Wow.
This is the last production date, March 2004.
radio flyer, the little red wagon.
Yeah.
Moved everything, producing products, producing the wagon, everything. China, 2004.
Wow. That's sad.
Televisions. Now, you remember Zenith?
Yep.
Okay, where's Zenith?
Out of business.
Yeah, well, American companies, we had some good TV. You remember the TVs you could buy and they last 20 years?
Yep.
25
Zenith
years?
Zenith was one of them because my dad owns a Zenith. So, yeah, I mean, these were the big gold boob tubes, as they used to call them.
Big gold boob tubes. Tell me about them.
Oh, my gosh. Big and round screen. Looked like a fishbowl.
I remember those.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, do you remember the two old guys in that one movie that were after the same redheaded gal? You remember that?
Yeah, that Walter Matthau, and I know who you're talking about.
You remember Walter Matthau? And it's like, I can fix this TV for you. And she's like, I think it works quite well the way it is. And he's like, oh, no, you watch anything on this. <You know?
laughs> Put your lip over your head and swallow.
Yeah, well.
I remember that. Yeah.
Tennessee. Liquid crystal on silicon TVs used to be the deal. Philips Electronics. Yeah. I mean, Zenith. We're talking major, major companies.
Yeah.
All left America 2004.
Unbelievable, man. We lost a lot of good name, good name brand.
Well, same thing with cell phones. They developed later, though. It wasn't until 2007 they decided.
Right.
Of the 1.2 billion cell phones worldwide in 2008, not one in 1.2 billion, not one was made in America.
Wow. That's terrible.
How big of a market do you think that is?
That's bad. It took away America's market.
Well, here's the other thing. You remember repatriation?
Yes.
You remember the Repatriation Act?
Yep.
What was it for?
It was to try to make American goods, more American goods.
Well, what it was trying to stimulate the economy. Yeah. It was to help make American goods. But what Donald Trump did in his first term is he said, here, this company, bad, 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 shame on you. You've been hiding tax money from us.
Right.
It's overseas. And we know like Apple has over $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Sitting there. And he said, if you bring it back into the U.S., we're going to forget about most of the taxes, but you have to invest it into America.
Right.
Okay. Well, they haven't done much.
Yeah.
All right. But imagine this. Imagine making a factory that you could build these phones. Like, how about Washington? How about Seattle? How about California? How about Missouri?
Right.
Because there's plenty of qualified people here that would love to have a good, high-paying job. Oh, that's right. The corporations and the banksters.
They do not want to pay people.
That's right, because they're making so much money. I mean, think about it. What is a new iPhone now? $1,600?
Yeah.
Okay, and it literally costs them like $13 to make the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they try to tell us that they don't have enough money for...
Yeah. They don't have enough money to pay you or pay you benefits. Yeah.
Well.
Sickening.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I think.
But it rhymed with bass.
Yeah, I got you.
Kiss my bass.
Kiss your bass.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying, I'm just not saying.
Saying it, but not saying it.
Yeah, how about this? This is going to blow your mind. Now, up in your home state, we had a real bad problem with railroad parts. Remember that?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Did you know that railroad parts, manganese turnout castings, U69 guard bars, LV braces, and weld kits are no longer made in America?
Mm.
Last production date, circa 2008. What do you think of that?
Wow. I mean, everything's gone overseas. That's the problem.
Everything. How about this? Do you remember light bulbs?
Yes.
Okay. Incandescent light bulbs.
Yep.
Have not been made in America since 2010.
Huh.
It was banned in 2014 by the freedom-loving institution that was in at that time.
Right.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Oh, sure it does. If you got a buddy that owns, new technology at a place and you really want to ram it through, what do you do?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's all about the haves and the have-nots and who you can make a have and who you can make a have-not. That's literally what it is.
Right.
You know, it's, yeah, it's, I don't know. People on their way to work don't really want to think about this stuff, but I'm giving them nuggets today, brother.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so I've got another thing here. This will be a different day. It's 19 facts about deindustrialization of America that will make you weep. Do you want to know what's so sad about that?
What's that?
Because the people paying the real price are the people that live next to these factories that are made in other countries when they have kids and they've got three arms and seven toes.
Mm. Yep.
Because guess what? They don't have an EPA over there.
No.
You know what I mean? They don't. That's why it's so cheap to make stuff over
there.
Yep. You know, so my rant over. Okay. Now, this is a funny one. I think we should get going because I think we're way over our time, which is fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah, because, you know, of the screw-up yesterday.
Well, it wasn't our fault, but...
Yeah, you know, I believe in taking responsibility.
I do, too.
I am being responsible for their screw-up.
Yep. A responsible adult, and we're going to move on with the show.
So, me and you have talked before about teachers today. You remember... Once every 2-3 years, you'd hear about some dirty old man messing around with a 17-year-old at the high school. And, you know, he'd go to prison for 20 years. You remember them days?
Yep, I remember.
Okay, nowadays, it's different. Nowadays, you hear more about these young women. And what's weird is a lot of them are physically pretty.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Like, yeah. Right. Well, she just had a kid with a 12-year-old. And I think to myself, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Right.
You know what I mean? But this one... You tell me what you would have thought when you were in high school. This is what it is. This came off of the Springfield News Leader, by the way.
Mm.
House party with over 100 teens is busted. A principal and teacher are being charged. This is in Florida.
Okay.
Elizabeth Hill Brodigan, principal of Roosevelt Elementary School, was charged with holding an open house party, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and child neglect in connection to the incident, according to the Cocoa Beach Police Department. And Carly Anderson, a gal, a teacher.
Yeah.
She goes, and she was teaching at the same school, and she was intoxicated at the scene.
Wow.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, that's, this doesn't surprise me, man. It doesn't.
I mean...
Because it seems like we see stories about this every year anymore.
Well, it's like every 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, locally.
Yeah.
Locally, we had a couple teachers that were, you know, getting it on with kids that they shouldn't have been anywhere near.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's still like a taboo subject. People won't talk about it. But I'll tell you what. There would be a penalty if it was my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Now, I want you to answer this honestly.
Okay.
And I don't want you to be misogynistic, but I just want you to be yourself.
Right.
If there was a 23-year-old teacher.
Yeah.
And she was hitting on your 17-year-old senior son, what would you say?
I don't know. I wouldn't say a whole lot, probably.
See, I still would. I'd be like, you're in a position of power. You sway the mind of my children. Back off, you dirty, evil, mean person.
Okay.
Then after he turns 18, I'd be like, go get her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things. But that's been Morning Crankers. We love you guys.
We love you all.
Thank you very much. And that won't happen again, at least until May. It just depends.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll be good by May.
I think we should do a couple special segments tomorrow. What do you think?
I think so. I think we'll see you tomorrow, and we will see those new segments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them more.
Enjoy your rest of your morning.